With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans say it's time to get busy and support our commander-in-chief. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is formulating a plan to confirm several of the president's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
And this is the first president in history in the annals. We went far as back as Herbert Hoover's administration. There hasn't been one president, with the exception of Trump, who at this point in his presidency hasn't had at least one nominee clear by unanimous consent or voice vote. It is unprecedented what they're doing. It's got to be stopped. The president deserves his team, and that's what the American people voted for, and we intend to deliver it.
A drone launched by Yemen's Houthi group hitting Israel's southern airport, closing airspace and halting flights for a while. That attack Sunday left at least one person injured. Major assault Sunday in Ukraine's capital, killing at least two people, injuring more than 20. The AP Samia Kolob reports.
Russia attacked Ukraine with drones and missiles today in one of the largest aerial attacks on the country since the war began. The attack left smoke rising from the roof of Ukraine's Cabinet of Ministers building. Altogether, Russia launched over 800 drones, of which Ukraine managed to shoot down just over 700. But unfortunately, there were hits. A mother and her infant child were killed in their home. Residential buildings were struck.
As Chicago braces for federal immigration agents and possibly National Guard troops, churches in that city turning up the response from the pulpit. Some are working to quell fears about deportation, while others address the possibility of more law enforcement on the streets of the nation's third largest city, a city that has seen rapidly rising murder rates in the last 2 to 3 years. This is SRN News. A stern warning about gambling.
The NFL season kicks off this week, and over the course of the season, billions of dollars will be wagered and lost now that most states have legalized sports betting. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is urging Americans not to gamble. It's also telling pastors they need to speak out against gaming from the pulpit and prepare to help the problem gamblers that will likely begin to crop up in their communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of that shooting at a Catholic church in Minneapolis, dioceses around the country looking to their security arrangements, Catholic leaders in Chicago and L.A. have ordered all schools to go over their safety plans and ensure that churches and chapels are included. Protestant churches and other houses of worship across the United States have also been put on notice by the Minnesota shooting and are making some changes. This is SRN News. A weaker-than-expected August jobs report raising hopes the Fed interest rate cut could be right around the corner. Here's Rich Thomason.
America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month. Economists had been expecting more than 76,000 new jobs. And what's more, June's numbers were revised downward, reflecting a loss of jobs for the first time in almost 4 years. All of this increases speculation the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate, perhaps by a quarter point, perhaps even more, when policymakers meet in just over a week. Rich Thomason, Washington.
South Korea says it has reached a deal with the U.S. for the release of South Korean workers detained at an immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia. A spokesman says his country plans to send a charter plane to bring some 300 workers home. More details at srnnews.com.